Hey guys, what's up? Welcome to this week's podcast here at PsychoAndFanatic.com. We're at the Charterhouse Real Estate office in Ankeny. It's next to that sketchy massage parlor.
Hello, boys. I'm still looking for a podcast volunteer to go 2 doors down. Check this place out, man.
I saw people on the forum. A couple people said they would do it for you, as long as you were paying.
I'd pay. We need a volunteer, and we need a full report after it's done. But, man, talk about sketchy. People park at the opposite end of the building. Then they walk in, out-of-state plates, late nights. It's weird. Some shenanigans for sure.
I'm dreading what it's about to go down here.
You should be.
These guys are nice enough, like, because I've lost picks the last 2 weeks in a row, and I wasn't here last week, so I got to take 2 shots today. And I've got to go. I'm going to work out in an hour. So they're going to let me take the shots early. And then that way, if I need to, like, vomit anything up.
There's a 50-50 chance you're going to poop down your leg.
I won't poop. Out. I'm not worried about pooping.
Well, it's been kind of going around the family, hasn't it? Haven't you had a little bit of...
That was, like, 2 weeks ago. I'm clear.
Okay. Right. All right.
No, I'm fine.
So shot number one is brought to you by the lovely folks at Hormel. It's pig's feet. Well, yeah, you're not actually eating a pig's foot. You're drinking pig's feet juice.
My question is...
Yeah.
Like, that, you got that in the grocery store.
I did. Yep, Hy-Vee.
So, like, who eats that, and, like, what is that? What comes with that?
I don't know. What would people need pig's feet for? That's a good question.
It's a delicacy.
It's packed with vinegar. It's got to be.
So, I'm basically taking a shot of vinegar.
Soaked in pig's feet.
Yeah.
Yeah, not bad.
I don't want to be racist about this, but if you remember the movie Friday, I think the dad's talking about all the foods he likes. I think he mentions pig's feet. It might be an African-American
treat. Do they fry it, or, like, do they...
I think you just pluck one out of
it. Tim Hansen Jr. says it's a Southern delicacy.
Yeah, Southern. There you go. Yeah. Right?
My mom's from South Carolina.
She had some pig's feet?
Pig's feet. Yeah. I don't think we're too far off there.
Do you want to take that shot right now?
I'm going to take them back-to-back, so then do the other one.
No, you got to take... You have to have at least a 10-second break.
No, I don't.
Yeah, you do.
You absolutely are just making that rule up on the fly.
All right, and the other one he's doing is...
I'm taking them back-to-back.
Did you get these, Gray? No. Combo. This has a name. I think it was called Black Death.
Oh,
I'm pretty sure.
Grey Goose and soy sauce.
It's supposed to not be good at all.
Well, so first off, at least you went with Grey Goose, not Hawkeye vodka.
Premium
so that's
vodka.
Good.
Dude, I would never use Hawkeye vodka.
And the soy sauce here is less sodium, so you're really looking out for his health.
All right, we ready for this?
Yes.
This is what you get for not being very good at picks. Man.
I am going to take the headset off, though, because in case this is an expensive headset here.
Okay.
So you're starting with the pig's feet?
Yeah.
We're going pig's feet.
I want to protect my computer.
Do we need a trash bag?
No.
All right.
You got a bag of pretzels right here you can give to him. He can just throw up in that.
All right, he's going pig's feet first. He's got
and
the chaser.
I've got my chaser.
He's got the chaser ready.
All right.
Here he goes. Pig's feet.
Talk
is,
about it.
Is down.
That was bad.
that was bad, he says. All right, he had to chase that one immediately. He's not a big fan of pig's feet juice. All right, two chasers now. All right, he's got to get he's got to get the taste out of his mouth. We're gonna find out which one's better, the vodka and the soy sauce, or the pig's feet.
That was like the one that you made me do with vinegar was a million times better than.
So this is the worst one you've had so far.
By far.
All right. Makes me want to try it. Nope.
Oh my god, that was bad.
Okay. Here we go. Vodka and soy sauce. Down the hatch. He's grimacing a bit.
People that are listening now, the Periscope should still be available. I got to go watch his reaction. It's a nice reaction.
It looks like his eyes are watering a little bit right now. Which was worse?
Fill her up again?
Pig's feet.
What did that one taste like, the last one? The vodka and the soy sauce.
He's using that as mouthwash. Monster for mouthwash.
That wasn't that bad.
That was way better?
It wasn't good, but honestly, the pig's feet was so bad. That it's kind of dominated my life right now. My eyes are watery. I'm not kidding.
Oh, man.
Because the pig's feet, like, it really was like taking a shot of pure vinegar soaked in just.
You would think by this point, based on the fact that that's, what, your fourth one that you've had to do?
Mm-hmm.
Four or five, that you'd concentrate on these picks a little bit more, but he continues to wing it.
Here's the deal.
Just winging it.
We all get like this, like, when you get in a rut.
Yeah.
And then you just start overthinking. And you start, oh, my God, I feel like I'm going to puke.
For the record, He's burping in Gray's direction. For the record, by the way, that was my shot to give you, but I gave it to Gray to give you. So that's on Gray.
Okay. Yeah. So you gave me both of those?
They were both for me. I won both weeks, yes. But I gifted one to Gray.
No, I'm fine. I just, you know, you start reaching, and that's where I'm at with my picks right now.
Yeah.
Like in some, like Hoiberg used to always talk about, you know, sometimes he'd look at the basket and it looks like it's 10 feet wide. You just throw it in there.
Yep.
Right now it's like a thimble.
It's the opposite of that.
Yeah, that's how my picks are. This whole year has been hard, I think. Obviously, you don't feel that way.
There's some juicy ones out there today. And I didn't know I did this, but I'm just looking at my picks this week, and we don't have to do them yet. But I'm taking all underdogs this week.
Mm. I like it.
All underdogs.
We should probably, before we get to picks, do you want to do do we want to talk about Iowa State at all? I guess we should also recognize this is the 100th podcast.
This is the 100th podcast.
And we don't have a party tomorrow night.
Party got moved to next Friday, the night after the Oklahoma game.
That's good time for it because nobody has a game to get to the next day.
Exactly. No one has anything going on Saturday. It'd be perfect. Plus, we have already a party at Thunderhead tonight, the tip-off party, picking up some members of
Correct.
Correct, yeah.
We didn't want to do two nights in a row. Plus, Saturday being an 11 o'clock kick, a lot of people will get up insanely early. I mean, I have to be up at like 5:30 on Saturday.
Yeah.
And a lot of people will be up tailgating incredibly early, so I think that that would hurt our crowd. So, yeah, we're going
to
do that.
Also happens to be a Cubs World Series game on Friday night.
Oh, is there?
There is. Rumor has it.
Are you going to one?
If I go to one, it'll be game five, and I'm waiting on a couple of things. One would be
tickets.
Well, tickets are available, but if I was smart, I would buy game five tickets right now. Because if Cubs win games 3 and 4, then game five is your potential clinching World Series game at Wrigley Field. And I think your prices are going to go way up for that one. Yeah. For people to go witness
What are
that.
You willing to spend? Do you have a limit or are you just going to play it by ear?
I mean, I have a reasonable limit. But
10,000.
I don't want to spend 10,000. But 5,000. I was looking last night, and for decent bleacher seats after fees and everything else, I think it was $7,200 for two.
For two.
That's actually not as bad.
Who would you take? Your dad?
My dad. Yeah, I would take my dad. But I don't know. I mean, if I don't do that, I'll probably invite Pops over to the house, and you know, we can watch the game. It's not anywhere near the same thing, but
you'd still have a nice emotional hug when they win it together.
Yeah. So I don't know. I mean, I'm leaning towards it, but my wife reminded me last night as we're laying in bed, pig's feet came back up.
Oh, it's awful.
My wife was reminding me that I just went to Vegas and kind of lost a bunch of money. So she was quick to remind me of that. So we'll see what happens. But yeah, it's a maybe. I do think the Cubs are going to win it. I just have a very, very strong feeling about that at this point. I think Indians have one good pitcher. They remind me of the Dodgers, really. They got one guy.
Yeah, but dude, they've been like so dominant during the playoffs, though, unlike the Dodgers.
Yeah, but look at last night.
No, I know. You know. I mean, it's just – I think the Cubs will win, too. I think they're better than the Dodgers. But
it's amazing that Arrieta – because the first inning, he looked like he was going to struggle. And then after that first inning, he settled down. He pitched great after that.
What, he had a no-hitter through five?
Yeah, but the first inning, he walked, what, three guys or two guys?
That's his problem. He gets out of sync a little bit.
Baseball playoff games.
You were talking about this
way
last night.
Too freaking long. Okay, hey, what? Name one other sport for me in which games are played, let's say, 2 hours and 50 minutes in the regular season and are about an hour longer in the playoffs. Like, NBA games aren't any longer in the playoffs. NFL games aren't any longer in the playoffs.
The Super Bowl. But that's because they have, like, a 45-minute halftime.
Yeah, but the game itself, for the most part, is...
We were talking about this, and I think there isn't one reason. There's a bunch of reasons that contribute. Obviously, replay is a big one. You see, not last night, I don't think they had any, but certain games, you see three or four. I've seen playoff games that have that many replays in them. More pitching changes. Jeez. More pitching changes because everything means more. It's a slower pace because everything means more. More throws to first to hold runners close because you don't want them stealing.
Not when Lester pitches.
I agree on the length. But don't you, like, as a consumer of playoff baseball, know what you're getting into? I mean, I.
Yeah, but there's a reason that their ratings continue to dive yeah. year after year after year. They slow. Now, this year's going to be a little. They're going to have this a bump up because it's the Cubs.
It's already been a huge bump because of the Cubs.
Yeah, but otherwise, I mean, you look at the. There's graphs, right? One graph is baseball games used to last about an hour and a half back in the early 1900s. They're now about 3 hours. That's double. So you're seeing the length of the games get longer every year, and you're seeing ratings for baseball go down every year. I don't think that's a coincidence.
They will change, though, because you're going to get. The pitch clock, which they've done at AAA baseball.
They have to do that.
They will.
They're not going to let batters step all the way out of the box, adjust both batting gloves, wristbands, which they do. And some guys are just slow. Like Baez for the Dodgers, the pitcher for the Dodgers. I watched an inning this year when he was facing the Cubs, and he got like two outs in literally the span of 30 minutes because the guy paces around the mound after each pitch.
It's like 40 seconds between pitches.
So
it's
you're gonna have the pitch clock, which will help a lot, and keeping the batters in the box. You got to keep 1 foot in the box, step out for a second, step back in. I agree. I mean, when you're a Cubs fan, you don't care if it's a four-hour game.
That's where I was going, Mark. I think the ratings. I mean, Adam, your point's well taken. I mean, there's no doubt that the games are too long. But I also think that I think baseball is so much of a regional sport anymore than it is national, being that I think that the direct tie from television ratings to like the World Series or the playoffs has to do with the market of the team that's in it way more. I mean, I don't know, but I would guess that if you looked back like when the Royals are winning, like it's a small market, so you're going to have less people watching.
Sure. But
right now it's a monster because Cleveland – like, let's be honest. What else are you going to do in Cleveland? Like, that's all that Cleveland has. And then the Cubs are this national fan base that's incredibly rare. The only other that you have the Yankees, who I think
Red Sox.
The Red Sox kind of now. The Braves used to be, but I think that the whole TBS thing's really fizzled out quite a bit over the last 10 years. I mean, baseball is just like you can look. If you look at all the local television ratings, it's the same way. And it's not like the NFL where. You know, on a Sunday night, you're going to have incredible ratings from all over the country. Like, there's pockets of the country that won't even watch the World Series, hardly.
No, you're right. Teams matter. They matter in every NBA, the Super Bowl. NBA's it matters.
NBA is a great comparison.
I mean, last year, the ratings for the Warriors and Cavs were unbelievable.
My guess
right?
is some of those, like, Spurs and whoever they were playing in the finals.
Sure.
The ratings sucked.
But no, but here's the thing. NBA ratings still are slightly increasing, and sure, they get bigger spikes for good teams, and baseballs are slowly declining. And to me, a lot of it is, if I don't care about the – let's say Toronto won and the Dodgers won, the ratings wouldn't be as much as they were with the Cubs.
Yeah.
But I think ratings could be better if the games didn't last 4 hours. 4 hours for a baseball game is ridiculous. For a 6-1 baseball game,
it is. And
is ridiculous.
The biggest difference between baseball, football, basketball is downtime. There's a crapload of downtime in a baseball game between each pitch, stepping out where nothing's happening. Basketball has almost none other than timeouts, and then football has them during their huddles, but a lot of guys are going no huddle, whatever, so it's constant action.
I would guess a lot of people are like me when they're watching the World Series where
they have other stuff going on in the background.
It's background noise.
Absolutely.
I mean, unless you're a diehard fan of one of the teams that's playing.
Yep.
I don't think a lot of people anymore. That's how like I love watching the Braves. Okay. Like I buy the ticket every year. But it's always on in the background. Like I don't know if I don't remember. I mean, the last time I've done this is when they were in the playoffs last, where I sat and watched every pitch of a game.
Yeah.
And that's only I don't know. If they're not playing in a meaningful game, that's just how I watch it. I mean, like, this has been different. I've been watching the Cubs pretty intently because of all my friends who are Cub fans, guys like Mark. Like, I want them to win because of that. But, man, like, I don't hang on every pitch anymore with baseball. And I remember when I was a kid, like, my family sitting around watching Joe Carter and the Blue Jays.
Absolutely.
And, like, the Phillies, the Schilling Sock game. Like, I remember my family sitting around the TV watching every stinking pitch, and it's just – I don't know. It's not
another thing
like that
you can't ignore, which is a huge difference between the sports, is a clock. I mean, the other two sports have a clock that goes down. Baseball has no clock. People talk about the national pastime, and you talk about the history of baseball a lot more than you do in other sports. There's just something different about it. It's summer afternoons with your dad in the stands hanging out. You know, you're not in a hurry.
So I say,
you just
I think
enjoy
you know
it.
What you're getting into with it.
Yeah, I mean, if you want a quick sport, that's not the right one to watch.
Does golf get longer in a major?
No.
No, it's about a four-hour round.
I didn't know if it was different.
But they're on a clock, too.
They're on a clock.
Yeah, you don't see it, but they're on one. Basketball is doing a good job, by the way. And are you guys going to check this out? If someone gave this to you for free, would you watch games in virtual reality? So the NBA is doing a game every week.
Yeah, I would.
Like, have you ever seen virtual? Have you ever seen one of these headsets before? I've never seen anything.
I haven't.
But I want to.
Yeah, it sounds cool.
So, like, virtual reality, does that mean they're kind of, you're kind of on the court, so to speak? I mean, do they have a hovering camera? Like, what's going to be different about watching it? I mean, obviously, it's a different camera, but where's the camera?
I have no idea.
Like, you would think to make it cool, they have a camera, like, floating over the court or something.
On the player.
Or whatever, right?
Yeah.
But, no, I'm intrigued. There was a rumor going around. It was unfounded that these new headsets that would be passed around, like if you go to trade shows and try these things on, that you could get ocular herpes from them. But that got debunked pretty quick, I think.
Maybe that's why C-Dub gets pink eye every other week.
If anybody's going to get ocular herpes, it's going to be Williams, dude. It's going to be Williams.
Hey, my shout out to my daughter. She slept on her own two nights in a row now.
Boom!
Nice. Okay, so my daughter sleeps through the night every night, but last night, 3 in the morning, she wakes up, and for some reason, my wife, instead of just going and like rocking her back to sleep, brings her in her bed with us.
Ooh.
And I'm not – that's – no. And I right away say, what are you doing? She goes, I just want to cuddle with her.
Oh, that's okay.
The rest of the night, Olivia's wide awake because she's in bed with mom and dad.
That's fun.
She just slapped me in the face the whole night. Just like, hey, come play with me.
Daddy.
Yeah.
Daddy.
And so I said to my wife, I said, you better not call me at all today, being like, man, I'm really tired. Like, I'm not going to feel sorry for you at
all. You're like, never do that again.
Yeah, never.
Ever. God, ever. I feel like I'm going to puke.
You ready to go do some burpees, buddy? Some wall
if you
balls?
Need to go, if you need to go puke, Grant, I can handle this just fine.
I'll be fine.
Do
you guys – do you need – I didn't mean to interrupt.
No, I had something on the – we were talking about the – talking about sports and how their baseball's too long and whatever, and you're talking about ratings. Ratings are – everybody knows that football ratings are down. We don't know the exact reason. Speculation, Kaepernick, and crappy matchups. And speaking of crappy matchups – not only is Thursday Night Football already a horrible product, but tonight is Titans-Jags.
Is that who it is tonight?
They're going to have some really crappy ratings on that one. But what I think will be interesting is at what point, and I do think this will happen, especially if they continue a ratings decline, at what point does the NFL change their tune, like the NBA has, and start to embrace betting? Because if anything's going to improve ratings, that would help. If it became legal and we could go do it?
I honestly, like, I think the NFL ratings thing is kind of overblown. And the only reason I say that is it's been so strong for so long.
Yeah.
Like, I compared it the other day to, like, a really nice stock, right? That, like, you don't want to buy it when it's at its all-time high because it's cyclical. It's going to dip at some point. And, like, I feel like their ratings have almost been so good it's, like, not sustainable, especially with the changing landscape in which we watch these games.
Yeah.
So, I don't know. I'm just kind of taking the wait-and-see approach. I think that – and plus, doesn't the NFL schedule backwards a little bit, like games that they think are going to be the best matchups toward the end of the year?
Well, they have flex scheduling, which allows them to move games into prime time, which is smart. Williams is hurting, dude. It's that pig's feet over there. Grace posting, watch CW drink pig's feet juice. Can we do another video, watch C-Dub's puke after this one's over?
I won't puke.
Just follow him into the bathroom.
I don't know. I just think that, like, I think that when you combine cord cutting, when you combine – I truly don't think that Kaepernick is really costing that many viewers. I mean, maybe.
No.
I don't buy that.
1% maybe?
Yeah, I don't even think that much. But that – whatever. It's a reason you could throw out there. I think the election – there's no doubt that pulls some people. Like, the diehard sports people are not, but, like, this is the most polarizing election that we've
seen
in the history of
our country. I think you've had at least one debate that went head-to-head with games,
correct?
Didn't you?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And, like, I don't think – again, but I think if you combine all these little things, it probably accounts for, like, half of that, and then some of it's just cyclical. I mean, I watch fewer games now than I used to because I have a kid, and I don't know. Like, I think that we need to just tap the brakes, though.
The one argument that I've heard that I would love to see something happen with, and I agree with wholeheartedly, is that there's a certain percentage of people that are tired of watching so much laundry on the field. Too many flags. Too much break in the action. Too much ticky-tack crap.
I do think they have an issue with that, yeah.
But how do they say stop enforcing X?
I don't know.
That's a tough one. Unless they say, okay, D-backs, now you can touch a wide receiver. You know, that would help the game a lot. I think, but I don't know. Too much garbage calls where it seems like the refs want to be the star of the show. Should we do our picks? We're talking about football. Iowa State.
I feel like we should do our favorite Fawcast memories since it's Fawcast 100.
Favorite Fawcast memories. I would say when he asked you if you would marry F or kill, and he asked you about the
that made me very uncomfortable.
The local reporter. That was one of my favorite memories.
That made me incredibly uncomfortable.
I don't remember the three. I know one of them has moved out of the market, though, so maybe Chris can comment now.
Yeah, can you? Can you comment on that?
Did all of them move out of the market?
I don't even remember. Why do we have to get back going on this?
You asked me the question, one of my favorite memories. I enjoyed that.
It was Jennifer McDermott, by the way. He wanted to marry her. He didn't have to answer that. So.
Do you guys remember the special edition podcast after the Bryce DeJean Jones noise incident?
Vaguely.
Barely.
What did we do?
We had a special edition. It was we got together and we did a breaking news podcast after that.
My favorite.
I don't know if you were there, Adam. I think it was just Mark and I, actually.
So for the
wasn't a very good one.
That was the best podcast we've ever done.
For the record, consistency is a good thing, boys.
Yeah.
So we've done 100 episodes of the podcast. I've been on 100 episodes of the podcast. I'm loyal, man. I'm here.
We move around mountains for
Gray's been on about 76 of them.
That's a lie. Good.
My favorite memory was the time that we were all set up to do it at the Big 12 conference, and we talked to Gray like 30 minutes before we were going to start, and then Gray just doesn't show up because he's golfing.
I thought it was because he had diarrhea.
And you guys said I had the shits.
Yeah, and you had the squirties, too.
Yeah, that was a great, great podcast. Yeah. I really enjoyed that.
Well, we did do the one from the Big 12 tournament the year before where you were like hungover.
That actually might have been my favorite.
You were legit like... You were bad shape.
I was near death that day.
You were in awful. That was the same weekend Mark bought that like $1,000 purse.
Yeah, that's right there. That purse right there.
It's a man bag.
Yeah, it's a purse.
Actually, Mark, I've been in the market for a man bag. Not that expensive.
You don't need to go that expensive, but go Tumi. Tumi's a nice, nice quality leather goods manufacturer.
I want a brown leather man bag.
They got brown? They got brown.
But I'm not spending like hundreds of dollars.
Do you want to spend $30?
Do you like my brown man bag?
Yeah, I like that bag.
Yeah, how come we're never making fun of his man bag?
How much did that one cost?
He's got one.
I don't know. It was a gift for my wife.
What's the brand on there? We'll figure out how much that costs.
If it's for my wife, it's probably like Fossil or something. Let's see here. Yep, Fossil.
That's a $200 bag.
Is it?
Yeah.
This is a good chance. This is mine.
Good chance.
What is...
Williams has got a... He's got something that came from Target.
He's got a Hello Kitty or Miss Kitty backpack here.
That's got 50 bucks written all over it.
This bag is sentimental for me. My wife gave me that for Christmas the year before we had my daughter.
What's wrong with it then?
No, listen to this. This was a very nice gift. This was before I had taken the KXNO gig.
Yeah.
And I was going to put up like a packet. Do you remember my old office in the old Cyclone Fanatic office here in Ankeny, the one in the basement? And I was going to put up a pack and play and like, because I work a lot of weird hours, right? I'm not there from like 9 to 5, whatever. So she stuffed this bag full of like diapers and like all this other stuff. It was like my dad bag.
That's awesome.
Yeah. But then it didn't end up needing it because I'm never around in the afternoons anymore.
Because you're just too busy making money.
Oh, yeah. Because we all know the local disc jockeys are just making raking millions. It.
When you go high-end like this, boys, though, you get special pockets. Like this one's
like, got, what do you need
like these? This one's got this red pocket here. I'm supposed to be able to put my phone money. In there, and like no one can like scan it, that type of thing.
I've got a tablet.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
See?
Yeah, it's basically James Bond stuff.
All right, I don't think the listeners care about our bags.
Plus, I got the monogram. You got to go monogram.
NPC. What's your middle name?
Pierre.
Shut up.
Shut up.
That is not your middle name. No. Marcus Pierre Charter.
No, it's Patrick.
I was going to say.
That'd be awesome if it was Pierre, though.
That would be nice.
That'd be sweet. All right, picks. I want to continue to dominate you boys.
You've had a nice 2-week run here.
4-1, 4-1?
Yeah, you're 8-2 the last 2 weeks. I finally recovered. I went 4-1 last week. My picks outside of this were phenomenal. Best week of my life.
Didn't
last
I
weekend.
Go 5-0 3 weeks ago, and then I've gone 2-8 the last.
You went 5-0 to 0-5.
No, you went 4-1, 4-1, 0-5, 2-3.
Okay, yeah, I knew I was really hot. Before.
You were hot, and now you're ice cold.
Yeah.
All right.
So I'm actually due for a good week, but that means nothing. I'm just throwing darts at the wall.
All right, people. 4-1 the last 2 weeks. Get on this action. I'm telling you. You want to win. Don't bet your house because that's trademarked. But
and it's overplayed.
And it's overplayed. But go ahead and bet a few shillings if you've got them, because I'm going hot again.
Shillings.
A shillings, not Kurt.
Like a Kurt shilling.
Not Kurt. No, a shilling. It's an old type of money. Okay. All underdogs. First one, I believe, is tonight or tomorrow night. I don't know. One of the two nights. I'm taking the Cal Bears, as they like to say, the Bear Raid.
You're not going to like this.
Instead of the Air Raid. Cal plus 16.
And a half.
Okay.
Oh, I'll take that hook.
You got the half.
16 and a half.
I thought you were going to think that you were getting 17 and it had dropped to 16.
No.
Because I looked at that one,
too. No. I'm okay.
I like the I'm not taking it, but I like the under in that game.
All right. Cal Bears, plus 16.5.
75.5 is a lot of points.
Yep. USC's defense is getting better.
Yep. And that over-under's moved 5 points.
Really?
Five points. Something to think about.
All right, Gray.
Is that tonight?
Yes.
Might get on that.
Yeah. Daddy likes it.
Daddy does like. I'm going to take the under on the Texas Tech TCU game. 86.5. Everyone's jumping in on that because
I had the same thing.
You do, yeah.
TCU is not that impressive this
year.
Their
offense is struggling, and I think everyone's going crazy because Texas Tech went just bonkers against Oklahoma.
I think that Patterson's going to try and take the air out of the ball.
He's got to. It's his only chance. They're favored by like 9 in that game, by the way.
Was that one of the craziest games you've ever seen?
That's junk.
Tech versus OU.
It was great.
It's 1,200-something passing yards.
It was fantastic.
Unbelievable.
I have Texas Tech TCU under as well.
Okay, 86.5.
All right, Cyclone fans, you're going to love this one. And this isn't a homer pick. I believe this. Iowa State plus 6.5. I think they win it.
I do, too.
Or they keep it at least close. But I honestly think they'll win this game.
I do, too.
Do you have it, Williams?
No, but I think that they will win.
If I bet it with real money, I would take a money line.
Would you?
Yeah, absolutely.
Well, yeah, if you're going to bet it.
Absolutely.
I can't pick us. I'm sorry. I think their defensive line gives us problems.
We've had a while to prepare.
I know.
Hopefully we figured it out.
My second pick, Ole Miss, plus 4.5. They're 4.5-point dogs at home against Auburn. I feel like this is a complete overreaction over Auburn just beating up on, Arkansas last week?
Oh, it killed them.
Yeah, I think it's a little bit of an overreaction. I think Ole Miss is better, and it's at home, and I get 4.5 points. I'll take it.
I like how you're stealing out of Williams' SEC playbook. That's usually his domain. Yeah. He likes the SEC.
I do like the SEC.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I had looked at that one, but I stayed away from it because of the reasons you just listed. It seems very reactionary.
Doesn't it?
The Auburn stuff.
But you know what? I will say Auburn didn't make sense to be a 10-point favorite last week, and they just dominated.
I'm going to hang out in the ACC and upset Florida State 4.5. I'll take the money line, Florida State over Clemson.
I like that pick a lot.
Give me the 4.5, though. Mainly because I just
– You don't believe in Clemson.
I think that it's a really – there's a lot of parity in college football. And I think that this weekend is going to be insane with a ton of unbeaten teams going down who are on the road. Clemson's one of them. Shakes up the playoff talk. Florida State wins it.
I don't hate it. I'm giddy over this one. I like this one a lot. I wish it was 1 point more, to be honest with you. Northwestern playing well. Won several in a row. They are a 27-point dog to Ohio State, who struggled. Obviously, just lost.
Check Pat, the line on that. I think it's 26.5.
Pat Fitzgerald, good coach. I don't think they get destroyed at Ohio State.
I like that.
26.5.
I'll still take it. That's fine. 26.5. Give me the Wildcats.
All right. I'm going to the Big 12. Okie State, at some point, West Virginia's got to lose, right? I'm just not a believer in them. They're traveling to Stillwater. They're 4-point favorites. I'll take the Okie State at plus 4.
I've heard from a lot of people in the media that they think West Virginia is the best team in the Big 12. We'll find out.
They will. And, hey, they could still win, and I'll take the 4 points.
I genuinely don't know. I looked at that game and then the Baylor-Texas, and I'm just staying the hell away from them because I could see either one of those games.
The Baylor-Texas game line doesn't make much sense, does it?
I think Texas might win, but I don't know. Just because Baylor, they haven't played anyone yet.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know how good they are.
I agree.
But Texas has only beaten Iowa State and UTEP.
Notre Dame.
Since the Notre Dame game.
Yeah.
So it's like, how good are they? And they're a complete mess. I don't know. I'm going to take a Big Ten under. Wisconsin in the under has been a really good play all year. Nebraska is at Wisconsin on Saturday night. The under is 43. I'm going to ride with it.
Okay.
I think Tommy Armstrong throws like 3 interceptions. It's going to be one of those. That'll be like a 24-10 type game.
What's the line on that game right now?
I'll tell you because I'm betting it.
9.
You're taking Nebraska too?
I'm taking Nebraska plus the points.
So am I.
They're an undefeated team. You know, they're not horrible. I don't like
Nebraska.
They
just remind me a lot of Iowa last year.
Nebraska could win, but 9 seems like a lot of points for an undefeated team.
And
so.
Didn't I just see that Wisconsin lost their top tackler for the season? He tore his pectoral muscle?
I believe so, yes.
That's tough. For a team that wins based on their defense to lose their best defensive player, their leading tackler?
Nebraska has an opportunity to do something that Iowa didn't last year, and that's actually prove people wrong. And they can do it this Saturday.
I would agree.
So let's stay tuned.
Yeah. Yep.
Guys, I watched them lose to Purdue in the first half last week. Like, they didn't look very good.
Well, they're terrible the first half team, but they're a great second half team.
Yeah, but man, you can screw around with Purdue and Indiana and do that. Like,
hey, we're still getting 9 points, though, for a Wisconsin team that doesn't score a whole lot.
If you were actually betting it, I'd buy it. Buy the point.
To 10.
A full point. Okay.
If you were actually betting it, I would buy the point.
Okay. What do you got, Williams?
Wouldn't that make you more secure?
Yeah. Feel better about it.
No, I want the under on that. Oh, so you guys both took.
We took.
You both took Nebraska.
Yep.
I'm going to stay in the Big Ten. Purdue gets off of its high of firing the coach, and they lose to Penn State by 2 touchdowns. The line is 13.5. Penn State's got a lot of confidence right now. I actually think Franklin's a pretty good coach.
13.5, you said?
Yeah. I've seen Purdue the last 2 weeks. I've watched him play Iowa, and I've watched him play Nebraska, and they're horrible. So if all I have to do is win by 2 scores, I like Penn State at 13.5.
Right. Yep.
This one, in my opinion, is the most interesting game of the week. I don't think it'll be that close of a game, but I'm going to take it's a rivalry game. And granted, Sparty sucks this year. Not good. Yeah. Not good.
Are you going with Sparty?
24.5 point dog.
A lot of people
rivalry game.
A lot of people are riding Sparty right now.
I don't know how you don't take 24.5
points. I agree. The only thing that would scare me is that Harbaugh is such a dick.
Is it at Michigan State?
It's at Michigan State. Yeah.
Can you imagine
24.5 points?
Dude,
I mean, come on.
Granted, they're awful, but it's a rivalry game at home.
Everybody's taking Michigan State, so you're not. Like,
why would you not?
No, they're not. Not everyone is, because that line's gone from 18 to 24.5.
Well, everything I've read, like all the experts, are taking Michigan State.
That seems crazy high to me. So I like that one a lot.
You like Michigan State's been good to you this year.
Yeah, they've screwed me.
They've been awful to me.
They're horrible.
I mean, maybe Michigan comes out and wins 63-0. I don't know, but that's a hell of a lot of points to give in a rivalry game at home.
How pissed off is Michigan, though, from what happened last year? I mean, that's got to play into
that. That's the only thing. Like, Harbaugh, like, will run up the score if he can.
Absolutely.
That's the big thing he's got to be able to, though.
Yeah, and Michigan State, their season's garbage. It's over. This is it for them. This is their game.
I like that play. And it's 24.5.
I know.
That's absurd.
I'm all over it.
I'm taking a pick. Everyone here is going to be shocked that I'm doing this. Taking the over in the Iowa State game.
Yeah, I'm not shocked.
I always take the under. This is maybe the first time in my history I've ever taken the over.
What is it?
50.5.
I like that play, too.
50.5.
So 50.5, someone's scoring in the 30s.
Yep. Iowa State scored 3 touchdowns. Iowa State can score 3 touchdowns against Kansas State.
All right.
I like it.
I hope Iowa State scores 5. There's 35 points right there. 35-21 final.
I'm going back to the well. For me, this is the one team that's been good to me this year. It's the Minnesota Vikings on Monday night at Mark's Chicago Bears. 5.5. All I have to do is win by a touchdown.
Chalk up another Bears loss because Cutler's back.
Yeah, the one thing the Vikings have been really good at the last few years under Zimmer is when they look like crap, they usually come out. Zimmer's such a good coach that they usually come back and play really well the next week. So I'm going to take the Vikings at 5.5.
If I haven't said it yet, Cutler's ass gravy, dude.
There's no way he's worse than the pig feet sauce.
Dude, the Bears would be lucky to trade Cutler for a jar of Hormel pig's feet, man.
I can understand.
Get that stuff.
Listen here, okay? I can understand not liking Cutler because, you know, he comes off as
great
a bum.
Great loves Cutler.
No, but he's not ass gravy. He's just not. That's terrible.
No, he is, dude. Horrible leader.
Okay.
Fine. Gunslinger, good arm, great. Has he been accurate this year? Nope.
When was the last time he played?
Last time he played, was he accurate? Nope. You know, horrible stats.
Okay.
Not a winner.
First of all, Last year, he completed 65% of his passes, QB rating of 93. He had 21 touchdowns, 11 interceptions. I mean, decent. I mean, he's not – he's the best quarterback in Bears history of your lifetime. I'm sorry, of your lifetime. Name a better Bears quarterback than Jay Cutler in your lifetime.
Jim Harbaugh, baby.
I rest my case.
McMahon.
No.
Tomczak.
No. Cutler's the best quarterback
in your lifetime. Rex Grossman? You're going to fight with me over Rex?
I'll fight with you over Rex. He's the best.
Wait.
Again, it's about winning. It's always been about winning.
Yeah, so
for
that's,
me.
That's the deal. Like you're, I think we're having separate arguments.
Grossman goes to the Super Bowl. I'll take that. Like, McMahon goes to the Super Bowl. I'll take that.
So like,
I like winning, Gray. Gray, you're a stats guy.
But you can't tell me that Rex Grossman's better than Jay Cutler because
Gray
the defense
always,
was awesome.
We always argue about this. He loves Kershaw. Kershaw's the best ever. I think you got to win it all. I just do. You know, you got to at least get to the game.
It's a team sport. I'm sorry. You're not going to convince me Aikman is better than Dan Marino.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say. What's your take on Marino? That would be the one I had.
Yeah, Marino is better than Troy Aikman. He's better than a lot of quarterbacks that have won.
Can I carry this on to, like, this just drives me nuts in college football. And it's the biggest problem we have with college football. And frankly, I don't know how to fix it. But just because you're undefeated doesn't mean you're better than a team with three losses.
Thank you.
Like Nebraska.
Ole Miss is better than Nebraska. Like, I truly believe if Ole Miss and Nebraska would play, Ole Miss would beat them.
Last year, Ole Miss had a better argument than this year.
Dude, I hate football polls. Because what happens is if you're at 10 and then 7, 8, 9 lose, you're now at 7, no matter what.
Just like
you
Baylor.
Just bump up.
Baylor's like. They shouldn't be in the top 10 right now. I'm sorry. No. Beat somebody, and then you should be in the top 10.
I argued with my Hawkeye buddies last year that Mississippi State wasn't even rated at one point, and I said they are a much better team than Iowa, and Dak Prescott would have destroyed Iowa last year.
No question.
And now you look at Dak Prescott. He's a stud.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I agree with you. Mississippi, to me, this year doesn't have as much of a case as they did last year. Last year they had a great case.
Okay, maybe that was a bad example.
No, it's not a bad example.
But my point is I've been fighting, like, all year. Like, these people are like, oh – it was after week three or something when they're trying to say that Ole Miss and Oklahoma shouldn't have been ranked. Yep. Why the hell not? Like, do you think they're one of the 25 best teams in the country? Yes. Like, you know,
yeah,
absolutely. I still think that they are. Then they should be ranked.
To answer your question, Gray, if I'm starting my NFL franchise today and my two choices are Tom Brady and Dan Marino, I take Tom Brady. I take the winner.
Who's the coach? What's the system? I mean, there's
doesn't
a
matter.
Lot.
I
it's Mark Charter's system.
I take the winner.
Which is winning.
There is a huge difference.
Oops, sorry. I just
turned me down.
I'm sorry. I'm a big believer that if Tom Brady goes and plays for Tampa Bay rather than playing for Bill Belichick in New England, we probably don't even know Tom Brady other than a guy that probably started seven games in his career. I firmly believe that.
What about if just name a quarterback. It doesn't really, like an average quarterback.
Blake Bortles.
Okay. If Blake Bortles would have been Tom Brady in 2000,
yeah,
would he be Tom Brady now based off of what you're
saying? I mean, there's a lot of what ifs there. We don't know. This is what I do know, though. Any quarterback that's gone and played for the Patriots when Brady's been there, when he's been hurt, has won at a high rate, almost exactly the same rate as Brady has won there. There is a system in place in New England.
There's no argument
for how they do things that I feel like, and I'm not saying Brady's not a Hall of Famer. I'm not saying he's not a great. I'm just saying you can't just automatically say.
How do we always get back on Gray's Tom Brady?
This is
fitting for episode 100 that we circle back to old business. There's no question that Brady benefits from a great coach.
And
a great system.
Yes.
But I'm not willing to say that any other quarterback, Blake Bortles or whoever it is, comes in and has the same success because that's taking away all the intangibles that he brings to the table.
Completely understand. And I'm not saying he's not a Hall of Famer. I just, when people say, oh, Tom Brady, best quarterback of all time, I'm sorry, I think Brett Favre is better. Brett Favre only won one Super Bowl. Brett Favre threw a lot of interceptions.
Yeah.
Completely.
It's just hard to say,
different era, too.
You've got a minute 20 on the clock in the fourth quarter, and it's coming down to the last drive. You wouldn't want Tom Brady orchestrating that drive. I mean, the guy's just a great pressure player. He just is.
Do you know who's got the best fourth quarter quarterback rating of all time?
It's probably Brett Favre.
You've told us a million times.
Tony Romo. Williams listens to me.
I don't hate on Romo, though. I think Romo's had some bad breaks.
I love Romo.
I mean, literally, he would have gone to the Super Bowl other than a crappy call.
I would have Romo's baby.
Yeah, I like Romo too. But people remember, and it's fair, he fumbled the snap.
That was a bad one.
Yeah.
That was a bad one.
Granted, that wasn't him being a quarterback. That was him holding the snap, but that's, you know, fair.
Go on record right now, though. When he's fully healthy and back, is he starting no matter what?
Oh, man. Yeah, I think people overreact. And see, they're going to lose a game, right, with Dak Prescott. And then all of a sudden, all this, you can't do this, you can't. People, the media then will kind of back off.
What if they don't, and then he's ready to come back?
I think what they do then, I think they just wait until they do lose, and I think they just say, "Hey, he's not ready. He's not ready." Because they here's the thing: they don't have to rush him back right now. Last year they had to rush him back because they were losing games every game.
Yeah,
they don't have to rush him back. So take your time, get him healthy. People forget they went 12-4 2 years ago, and he's fully healthy. He was a second MVP voting for quarterbacks that year.
Yeah,
I mean it's not like Tony Romo's some bum, but he's got to be healthy. If he's not healthy, you got to play Dak.
I don't know. We'll see. Jerry has said he's my guy. So
I would play Dak. I wouldn't screw around with.
I think their record would be exactly the same with Romo. I really do. I don't think it'd be any different.
Yeah, but I just like my old. It's a don't not broke don't fix it thing. It's kind of it reminds me so much of Bledsoe and Brady back in the day. The same type of scenario.
The other argument we were having last night on our fun group text that we have, it's the same argument. Some would say, well, Romo, because of profile and salary, you got to play him. He makes so much money, you got to play him. And we were having this argument last night that for the Cubs, Jason Hayward, next year, you got to play him. He makes too much money. And I'm like, not if he's not the best player, you don't. If you've got a loaded outfield and there's no spot for him, you play the better bat. You play Schwarber over Hayward.
But they're probably going to let Fowler go because they have so much tied up to Hayward.
The only way Hayward's starting for the Cubs next year, if it's in center field. That's how he's starting next year. Because you got Zobrist that'll be in right. You got Schwarber that's going to be in left. That leaves one spot in the outfield. Because you're not benching Zobrist. You're not benching Schwarber. Where are you going to put him? Center field. And if Fowler's back, which he could be, then Hayward's on the bench.
To be fair to Hayward, he had a really, really terrible year. I mean, awful, right?
Horrible. Statistically horrendous.
But you look at it, though, for players under 29, he's got the second-best career WAR in baseball behind Mike Trout. He's been a good player because he's great on defense. For the most part, until this year, he got on base, and he steals bases.
95% of our audience just said, what the hell is WAR?
Wins above replacement for people. Wins above replacement.
We got to go.
You got to go. You got to go work out.
Well, I want to get this posted before I go work
we're going to have a party next week.
Yep, party next Friday at Thunderhead. Join us. It'll be a good time. You getting the cake made?
I can get a cake.
Yeah, get a cake made.
Yeah.
Get on that. Party tonight. People that are listening on Thursday, we are a special tip-off party coming tonight at Thunderhead as well. I would recommend getting there as early as possible, no later than 5. I mean, if you get there.
No later than 5?
Yeah, if you want to get a nice spot. You get there at 6, you'll be fine. But I'm just saying, if you want to get a nice spot.
Is this a coaches thing? Coaches will be there tonight?
We can neither confirm or deny
that.
Can you wink at me? You know? All right, you guys should definitely get down there tonight.
And Kansas bus trip. Sign up. We're going down $100, get a ticket into the game, down and back, Wi-Fi. DirecTV,
guaranteed
booze.
Cycle and win.
Don't brown in the bus.
I don't guarantee.
Guaranteed.
No brown.
Did you see somebody on the forums said they really love it if you take a dump on the bus? So that's encouraged. Not nice.
Yeah.
Not nice at all. All right.
Have a great weekend, guys.
Thanks for listening to 100 episodes. If you're one of the rare people that have actually done that.
Happy 100th.